From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A Brussels police official says that three police officers have been slightly injured when shots were fired during an anti-terror raid in the Belgian capital. The police official, who requested anonymity because the operation was still ongoing, said the exact circumstances of the incident were still unclear, or whether the police officers were struck by bullets or injured in another way. Media reported that the anti-terror raid took place in the Forest neighborhood, which is close to Molenbeek, home of several people involved in the November 13th attacks on Paris that killed 130 people. The first wave of Russian warplanes arrived Tuesday from Syria, following President Vladimir Putin's surprise announcement to withdraw most of his forces from the Middle East country after a 5.5-month operation. Russian television showed three fighter planes landing at an airbase in the southern part of the country, with pilots mobbed by supporters on their arrival. Amid waving Russian flags and red, white, and blue balloons, a brass band played the Russian national anthem. Meanwhile, at Syrian peace talks in Geneva, the main Syrian opposition cautiously greeted Putin's troop withdrawal. Police in Berlin say a man has been killed after his car exploded while he was driving. This is city police spokesman Michael Merkel.
He says the explosion occurred early Tuesday, and he says that so far what they know is that the driver was along this road, and the blast apparently took place as the vehicle left the street and drove right into a parked car. The driver, which was in the car, was severely injured that he died on the spot. VOA News.